This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
To spend mega millions of dollars and have nothing to show for it. That's what the Democrats have at this point. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. The Democrats have gone after President Trump in ways no other president in history could come close. Certainly modern history. Impeachments, innuendo about, you know, sexual things with women, and oh, he grabbed them by the blankety blanks, and he's a womanizer, and he hates black people, and he's colluded with Russians, and he's an obstruction of justice, he's a Nazi, he's a dictator, he's all the things that they are. They just told you, they gave you the playbook on all of them. It's going to be fun to watch this, because the Democrats don't have a candidate they like. They are now pretty much forced to look at the two top candidates, rich white men. One, who calls himself a socialist, is now one of the richest men in the country, Mr. Millionaires and Billionaires, who now only talks about the billionaires. Why? Because he is now a millionaire. Guess who else came from nothing in comparison and has made his now mega millions of riches in the past few years? Mr. Former Vice President, Creepy Sleepy Joe Biden, has now joined the ranks of the multimillionaires, and he's included his family members. Yep. Democrats have nothing to show after. Look, let me help you with this. The front runner for the Democratic Party, bar none, the most well-known individual, was Joe Biden. Joe Biden announces he's 41% out of the block. And you know what happens immediately? He starts dropping. Boom, de boom, de boom, de boom, just going down, 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 down. Ends up in the 20th percentile, fighting it out with nobodies, fighting it out with Pete Buttigieg, fighting it out with Kamala Harris, fighting it out with Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar. Can't even beat some of these people in the early races and caucuses, but he's their front runner. Talk about, we got to figure something out, because he wasn't the front runner. They're mentioning a socialist. The Democrats have to run us. I just want you to understand the level of depravity, the level that these people have to go to in order to get back to their front runner. So Joe Biden starts at 41, down like he's a torpedo being dropped out of a plane. And he goes down, gets down into the 20 percentiles, still stays there. Until South Carolina, this guy hasn't been anywhere close to those kind of numbers. 17% here, 14% there. Gets to South Carolina, where who helps him? The black vote. And it wasn't black people that are overwhelming for Joe Biden. It was everybody saying he's the moderate, he's the one that can most likely beat Trump. So he gets 48.8%, 49% of the vote in South Carolina, and they say, oh, Joe is back. I happen to disagree. I don't think he's back. Anyway, in the first hour, I did an analysis of a couple of the candidates, particularly those who have now dropped out. Tom Steyer, the mega billionaire who dropped out after spending $253 million to get absolutely nothing. You know who loves Tom Steyer? The media outlets. They love him. He made a ton of money. By the way, you knew Steyer was out when he danced to Back That, and I'm going to clean it up, Back That Butt Up at a black event in South Carolina. You knew that was the end. Tom Steyer had said, I got nothing to lose, so I'm going to go, do my white boy dance at a black event. Fun to watch them. Fun to watch these pandering Democrats. So we've got a new landscape coming for the Democratic Party. I don't know who's going to be next. Is it going to be Warren? Is it going to be Klobuchar? Is it going to be Bloomberg? They're all doomed. Bloomberg, if I were Bloomberg, I would stay in there. I'd let the Bernie, I would do what's his face did out of Ohio. Kasich, he tried to let Ted Cruz and Donald Trump destroy each other, and Kasich was going to come in and save the day. Bloomberg has a much better chance of this than he did. But he, let me tell you, he struggled. This is a guy that spent over $500 million so far. He goes to Selma, Alabama, to a black church, and black parishioners stood up and turned their backs on him. Remember what the police did to de Blasio? Yeah. Bloomberg was invited by a pastor to speak at the church, at a black church, because as I mentioned, that is exactly what these guys love to do. They want to bring their, you know, when the chips are down. And I need to get something done. I'm going to run to these black folks and run to the black church because these pastors will usher us in. I'll tell you this. If Donald Trump went to a black church and even one that the pastor doesn't like him, and if he came to that church would have the largest church service in its history, and there would be black people in that church that would be loving what Donald Trump has to say. And Donald Trump wouldn't care. He would, if they booed him, or what, he would be like, you got nothing to lose. What? Yeah, it's funny what they tell you. They don't want you to know what we've done for the African American community. I hate when they use that term, but he would destroy. When I say he would change hearts and minds, but he doesn't have to pander. Black people are already talking about this man. They watch what he's doing. Reverend Lee Otis Strong, the church pastor, introduced Bloomberg, said he encouraged the former mayor to come to the church on the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, where white state troopers attacked black marchers at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And then, so Bloomberg was there, so was Amy Klobuchar, Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Joe Biden, they all walked across the Pettus Bridge. You know, it was a show of symbolism that we are all united. These are Democrats that used to kick the crap out of black people, meeting at a church of the people that they used to kick the crap out of, and trying to act as if they give a crap about these people. That's what you witnessed. And Bloomberg got people that stood up and faced backwards on him. Doesn't bode well for the rest of his history.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Doesn't bode well for the Democrats and their candidates, folks. This is an ugly scene. This is a movie that they never wanted to see get created. The Democrats are in possibly the worst political situation of their lives for a variety of reasons. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Number one, they face the gauntlet of a president who says what he's going to do and does what he says, lived up to his promises, built an amazing economy that even the coronavirus cannot pull down. Even impeachment farce cannot pull down. Even Democrats fighting against him in every possible way cannot pull down. And the president is rocking it. And the Democrats can't stand it. They can't stand it because there's nothing they can do. So number one, they face that gauntlet. Number two, they face the gauntlet of not loving their candidate. There's no hoopla over their candidate. I still don't have the numbers yet, but I will tell you this. When Donald Trump went into New Hampshire, the Republicans voted in record numbers. I'm going to bet you pretty much everywhere Donald Trump has gone, Republicans have come out and voted in record numbers. Record numbers. The reason why I believe that to be the case is because the media is not talking about it. If Donald Trump were winning, which he's got 85 delegates to one, Bill Weld got one delegate. I don't know where. He's the only one running against President Trump that's of any significance, which, for the record, in California, if you're going to vote for President Trump on Super Tuesday, you have to find, he's not even on the first page of the Republican candidates. They've got seven or eight Republicans that are write-ins or whatever else. You have to scroll to page two. I saw this video posted by a buddy of mine who lives in California who videotaped how to, here's where I had to go find, and his joke on the thing was, I found the person I'm going to vote for. Even though you're trying to hide him, I found him. That's who I'm going to vote for. So, anyway, the president, going back to the Democrats, they got a very effective guy that they're going against, right? And then they have a party that does not want to vote for the front runner or front runners. They still got people in the race pulling money. Now the Democrats have to go. Here's the worst thing that's going to happen for the Democrats. Let's say, for the sake of discussion, it boils down to Sanders and Biden. You're talking about a hugely polarized difference in there. I'm going to get to that in a bit when I talk about Joe Biden. And my question to you is he really back? But I want to go back. Before we do that, I want to finish with these candidates who are either still in the race or whatever. So let's take Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, is losing in her own home state, according to polls. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I hear. Apparently, women in America aren't too concerned about their prospects for late-term abortion or whatever, or closing that minimum, that gap between men and women and earnings or whatever, because they're abandoning their supposed champions. Massachusetts Senator Warren, this is what they've got. Sanders, 25, Warren, 17, Buttigieg, 14, Bloomberg, 13, and Biden, 9. Now, there's so many things to discuss. This poll was done, obviously, before Buttigieg dropped out. So who's going to get those votes? Well, possibly Biden, because Buttigieg seems to be trying to set up some strategic alliance with him. Bloomberg finally hits the radar at a decent amount with 13%. But Sanders is leading Warren in Massachusetts? It's pretty shocking. Warren only got 7% of the vote in South Carolina, which is probably more indicative of her, what's the word I'm looking for? Popularity across the country of anything. Anybody that had Elizabeth Warren at 20 plus percent in polls across the country were lying to themselves. She's a screecher. She reminds me of Pinocchio in that commercial. You have potential. You have potential. You. Oh boy. She's a screecher. She's looking to create media with beer fest and whatever, and then everything she says is contradictory. Oh, we're going to look into these liars and this fake news stuff, and we people who steal other people's identities and everything that Elizabeth Warren would say. You'd go, but you did that. Yeah, you did that. It got worse for Elizabeth Warren and the women's movement, if you will, when you start looking at Amy Klobuchar. Klobuchar, and look, at her number, I think she got 3% of the vote in South Carolina, but she was trying to do an event in South Carolina, and Black Lives Matter and NAACP activists decided they were going to keep her from speaking. She canceled the event. She had to cancel an event over Black Lives Matter. And here's why. They were mad at her over her role in the criminal prosecution of Mayon Burrell, a black guy who was convicted of murder, got sentenced to prison while he was a teenager. Klobuchar was the lead attorney in the county at that time. She later denied a request for him to attend his mother's funeral after he was in prison. So he became a point of criticism for her campaign. Now, I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand, while President Trump is releasing blacks on crimes where there was no, non-violent drug-related type stuff, and with the First Step Act, Second Chance, Klobuchar is being targeted. So what it tells you is blacks are going to a level of introspection on this stuff with respect to black issues, and they're going, no, we're not going to let this lady get away with this. Here's what one of the guys said. He says, this isn't about politics. This was Leslie Redman, president of the Minneapolis NAACP. She says, this is about justice. It's not a situation that happened to the Central Park Five alone. This is a situation that happens all around America, right here in Minnesota. Young people, young adults, given life sentences to rot away in prison. This benefits no one. And you know who's solving the problem? She mentioned Central Park. The guy, Donald Trump, who's been criticized over the Central Park thing. But you know what he's done? He's, while he's criticized the Central Park Five, he's let black folks out of prison on First Step, and he says we're going to give them a second chance. And he's made it very vocal. This little bitty incident, folks, is drawing attention to why black folks are going to make this transition. That's the problem that the Democrats face. So, what's the other problem? They now have no, they will soon, very soon, after Super Tuesday, the Democrats are not going to have any more women in the race. It's going to be over for the women. So what's going to be their special interest when it's Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders? What's going to be their special interest? Socialists? It's going to be old Democrats versus young Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Nashville, Tennessee, after early morning tornadoes killed at least 21 people and caused millions of dollars worth of damage to property. President Trump says the federal government is working with local officials.
We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their great governor, Bill Lee, to make sure that everything is done properly. FEMA is already on the ground, and I'll be going there on Friday.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials over the response to the coronavirus outbreak.
People who are sick
who want to get tested are not being told where to go. Even when people do get tested, and it's very few so far, the results are taking way longer to get back to them.
The Democrat also said during a hearing on Capitol Hill, this is a frightening time for her state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By the way, how many of you did really well with that $1.9 trillion tax cut that increased? Really good shape, right? Really changed your... Well, you did. Well, that's good. I'm glad to see you're doing well already. And I'm good. But guess what? If you elect me, I'm not going to have you. Your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
It's always a good thing to know the answer to your question before you ask it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. Joe Biden polling the audience. The people in his audience. Yeah, I did okay with that tax cut. Well, I'm going to raise your taxes. Oh, great. Okay, thank you. Joe Biden. Let me ask you. Do you think Democrats really want Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden back? Now, take a step back. Ask yourself that question based on your gut. Based on your gut. Forget polls. Forget whatever things you've heard here on the Kevin Jackson Show or any other show. Just look at Joe Biden. Analyze him based on all the factors that you would do if you were just saying, I want a president and Joe Biden is my choice versus Donald Trump. And look at the data. And I'm asking you with your gut. Do you believe that America wants Joe Biden as president? Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer for you because I can't know your answer, right? I have to be able to give you mine. So my short answer is heck to the no. They do not. And I'll even go farther. Democrats don't want Joe Biden. I've already talked about it, so I've tipped it off. I've pimped it, as we say in the vernacular. So Joe Biden started out at 41%, dropped down into the teens in some cases in polling. I won't tell you Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada are real indicators of America, but Joe Biden can't carry. If you're 41% across the board, why can't you at least get 25, 30% in every state? That's what I would say. He was the most well-known. He's got the biggest resume of any of them, the best name recognition, and here was Buttigieg beating him in places, Klobuchar beating him in places, and I could go on. How is that for the vice president? So what's happened? Oh, it's come full circle. Joe Biden is now back into the 40s. He's super popular again, right? You want to know what Joe Biden is telling everybody? You need to lower your expectations on Super Tuesday. Yeah. You want to know why? Because with Buttigieg out, Warren could get some of his votes. She could surge again. Klobuchar, I don't know what she's going to say. I'm going to make a prediction that at the after Super Tuesday, there will be no more women in the race. I've already said that. But I'm telling you, Biden is in big trouble. It looks good for him. The Democrats are in big trouble as well. Here's what somebody wrote. Fresh off his resounding win in South Carolina in the South Carolina primary, former VP Joe Biden downplayed expectations about what his campaign must do on Super Tuesday by saying there are still big states that have yet to vote. Said his first place finish with almost 49% of the vote is a big boost. It starts a real comeback for his campaign. But he added, we got a long, long way to go. This is a marathon. So I go back to my question to you. Why would a guy like Joe Biden need a comeback? He's it. I'm with him. Remember, Hillary's, I'm with her. Well, should be a shoe-in. I'm with him. Remember, Carville throwing a conniption about everybody. Bernie Sanders. Chris Matthews lamenting on TV, actually referring to Bernie as a Nazi. And rightfully so, by the way. Bernie's people talking about locking us up in gulags. That's Nazi stuff. So they were all coming down on old Bernie. Then Buttigieg drops out. Out of the blue, he's still in it. He's at least polling close enough to double digits to where he's a player. And he says, nope, I'm getting out. And then makes a phone call to Joe. Sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. Fresh off his resounding win. Resounding, was it? Fox News' Chris Wallace noted that Biden is at a disadvantage in the 14 states that vote on Tuesday because other campaigns like Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg have spent more money and have a larger presence on the ground. Wallace asked Biden, what happens if he gets clobbered on Tuesday when 34% of the delegates will be up for grabs? It surely doesn't help, but there's a lot of big states coming up after that, Biden said, noting that primaries will still be held in Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. In other words, Joe Biden is saying, you know, I could very well get my butt kicked and probably will on Super Tuesday. So let me level set that if I don't win or do well on Super Tuesday, when 34% of the delegates are done, there's still other states coming. Folks, that's not the sign of a victor. So Biden knew he was going to win South Carolina. He knew it. He came out and they said, what happens if you do bad in South Carolina? He says, oh, it's not going to, don't worry about it. I'm going to win South Carolina. He was confident, right? Made some people sort of go, huh, well, let's hang in there with him. Now Joe is going, wait a minute. In these states, you're going to find out maybe I'm not the big deal that I thought I was in South Carolina where I relied on the old silly Negro vote to get me through. That's what Biden is saying. And he's right to say it. He's right to level set. Because, as I told you guys on this program, Joe Biden is not a shoe-in. I don't think he's even going to get this nomination because the only way he can get it is if they cheat. And the Democrats have to ask themselves, is it worth cheating again another time to deny their communist a shot at the presidency, a shot at getting his butt kicked? And then as we analyze that, which we'll get into this a little bit later, you want to ask yourself the question, can either one of these guys really match up against President Trump? That's a whole other, that's a funnier topic. I'm going to probably write a stand-up routine on that when we discuss it. So, anyway, here's what Biden says. I'm not a pundit, and I'm not being a wise guy, but I'm being deadly earnest. I feel good about where we are. Biden said, I think it's about the message. I think people know who I am. I think we've now begun to raise money. I think now things are picking up, but we'll see. What else could he say? He gets his butt kicked in two caucuses in a primary, gets to South Carolina, finally wins, and so he gets a shot in the arm, but he knows it's not a real shot in the arm. It's not one that can sustain him. I mean, yes, you better show some optimism. But what's funny about it is he's not overly optimistic. He's not saying, look, all this stuff leading up to this, was people testing, kicking the tires. And, you know, with as many candidates as we had, it was to be expected that I wasn't, you know, I was going to take a hit. Or I'm just giving you what I would have said. It would be expected for me to take a hit. People are kicking tires. But at the end of the evaluation, they're going to come back and look at a person who's tested, who's stood on the national stage, who stood in the international community and represented their needs. And this is where you're going to start to see the separation. That's why I wasn't concerned about this. And I'm going to tell you, going into Super Tuesday, every one of the people out there, you may want to wish bad luck on me or whatever, our campaign, but this is the beginning of the campaign, and it generally is. South Carolina is the bellwether. And I got 49% of the people. And I expect to do very well, gather up most of these delegates and superdelegates, and then we're going to go into these other states. So Bernie Sanders has pretty much burned himself out, and the people that like Bernie are going to find me to be a much more palatable person than the guy I'm going to ultimately... I'm just giving you what I would say if I were Biden. But you know why Biden can't say any of that? Because he doesn't have it. There are people listening going, Kevin, you're giving him the way to beat Donald Trump. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the best thing he could possibly say and the reason why he can't say it. He can't say it because he can't deliver. Biden is scared. Oh, he's back, man. No, Biden, you're not a pundit. And things are picking up for you because you got the predictable win that you should have gotten in South Carolina, but you didn't get the predictable wins you should have gotten elsewhere. And you certainly can't be so bold as to predict the next series of things. Oh, you're going to try to downplay it? You think people are going to go, oh, he was just downplaying it. He's doing much. When he comes out of Super Tuesday doing a lot better than he said he was, well, it's going to be better. No, he better be going into Super Tuesday acting like he could chew lead and spit out bullets. He was asked how he could compete with Bloomberg, a billionaire who spent more than $500 million since entering the race in November. He's bought 3 minutes of TV time on two networks for prime time on Sunday, which you saw those. Well, maybe you didn't. So they ask him, how are you going to do against him? He says, I think the Democratic Party's looking for a Democrat, not a socialist or a former Republican, but a Democrat. Therein
this
lies
is
another
Kevin
struggle.
Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well... That's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
That was Bernie Sanders commenting on food lines are good. Food lines. This is the man that is going to be in the tightest race to get out of the primary as Joe Biden. I mean, in a contest with Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders talking about food lines being a good thing. Because Lord knows Americans don't eat. It's only the elite who are eating here. It's funny how they talk about the big divide between the haves and the have-nots, and pretty much anybody in America who wants a meal can get a meal. I'm going to tell you, don't come to me with your sad story about the homeless and people that can't feed. There are so many ways to feed yourself, it's ridiculous. I'm not a genius in being homeless, but I'll tell you this, I'm not even a novice at being homeless. I've never been homeless, okay? But I'll tell you this, I know enough to say I will go be homeless by good restaurants where they throw food away or by supermarkets. Excuse me. I'll go be homeless there because I know I'm going to get a meal every day. And sometime during the night, they got to throw away a bunch of stuff and I'm going to be there. And I've been in the grocery store at the very end when they got the rotisserie chickens sitting in that little, the thing where they have them waiting and people don't buy them. And they're like, okay, it's past expiration or we can't sell it because it's cooked too long, So they toss them. I'd be right there. I have friends who own the supermarket where I live, a family that owns a chain. And I've asked them, they said, we can't give it away. We can throw it away, but we can't give it away. So they could place it in such a way that, I would go to the store owner and say, listen, I don't know how this all works, but if you'll leave, just put I'll bring you red trash bags. And if you will have one of your people just put the food that's edible in there, with no government regulation. In other words, nothing against you. Just put it in the red trash bag or something that demarks that this food is okay. I'll come pick it up. I'm not going to miss a meal being hungry in America. There's ways to do it. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about besides that. I want to talk about Joe Biden and his prospects and the Democrats in this rock and a hard place they find themselves in. They've gotten rid of all the blacks. They think Joe Biden will be able to save them because Joe brought the black vote in South Carolina. Well, Donald Trump's peeling away little pieces of that black vote every day. Ask Amy Klobuchar. She couldn't even do her event because Black Lives Matter protested her, a Democrat. Anyway, they said Biden was asked about concerns expressed by some Democrats that Sanders' progressive views could have a negative effect on down-ballot congressional and state elections and whether moderate candidates should rally against Sanders. And Biden says, it's not for me to tell other candidates they should get out of the race. They'll know whether or not they remain viable. He said, I think the primaries that are going to follow are going to winnow that field. Well, he didn't answer the question. They asked him, do you think those views could have a negative impact on down ballot, congressional and state elections? And whether moderate candidates should rally against Sanders? And he doesn't answer that question. He says, it's not for me to tell them whether to get out of the race. Well, let me just go ahead and answer that question. Definitely Sanders is going to affect down-ticket races. Definitely Biden is going to impact down-ticket races. And here's the reason why. They won't bring out the vote. If Bernie Sanders, which he won't be, here's what the problem is for me. I'm going to tell you right now. I've said Sanders won't be the candidate, and I've said Biden won't be the candidate. And I have no clue how, when it's narrowed down to those two, how it can't be either one. So I'm between a rock and a hard place. But the reason why I'm telling it to you that way and why I'm not backing down is because what I'm essentially telling you is whoever the Democrat candidate is, he's not really a candidate. They don't want him. They don't want him. Oh my gosh. So here's an op-ed. This op-ed really speaks to everything I'm talking about. Daniel McCarthy. Bernie Sanders, they said, just lost his first primary of 2020 in South Carolina. This is what Daniel McCarthy of The Spectator wrote. Yet Biden's victory in the Palmetto State won't make him the clear front runner, but only the Stop Bernie candidate. Boom. If I said nothing else about that article or where the Democrats' prospects are, that says it all. They don't want Biden. They want somebody to stop Bernie. But he does go on to say some other things that are even more insightful and deep. And that's why I chose this piece of this article. He says, the ex-Veep, it seems, can only do well in states with large African-American populations. And thanks not to, quote, his own skill and appeal as a politician, but to his service with then-President Barack Obama. If Biden clinches the nomination on that basis, an unlikely prospect, it would be tantamount to writing off the Democratic Party's own youth activist wing in favor of a candidate with no real vision. So what Daniel McCarthy is saying is that Joe Biden doesn't bring anything. He's bringing the legacy of Barack Obama. By the way, bad thing to bring. Oh, it brings you part of the black vote, but it's not going to bring him a ringing endorsement by black folks or the Democratic Party. In other words, Joe Biden can't energize blacks. He can get them to relive a little bit of the past. They can reminisce a little bit about Barack Obama and what their feelings were, but it isn't going to bring them out. That's a big problem. Then he goes on to tell you the real problem with Biden. Biden has no vision. You know what Biden said? I played the clip. Biden says, I'm going to raise your taxes. Yeah. Oh, how many people benefited from this $1.9 trillion tax cut? I did. Well, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Well, anyway, I'm going to raise it. Okay. Interesting. So I'm here to vote for you. You ask me a question about whether I've benefited. I tell you yes, and you don't reassure me that you're going to continue policies to do this. Instead, you want to run on the coattails of a guy who pretty much torpedoed the economy, and only reason why it held itself together was we doubled the debt. And we have a guy who's proven that he can rebuild this economy, bring the types of jobs back that we want, and you want to get rid of that. Yeah, doesn't jive. Doesn't jive at all. And what's the bigger thing? The bigger part is Joe Biden is energizing old white folks, old established Democrats, and Bernie Sanders is energizing radicals, radical leftist youth who, I mean, look, these radicals that Bernie's energized, they don't care who wins between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They're still going to be mad. But they're going to be more mad at the Democrats than they will be mad at President Trump. And ultimately, as we win these clowns over, they're going to be more mad at the Democrats in general and eventually won't be mad at President Trump. He goes on to finish with this. Even if Biden thumps President Trump in November, what comes after that will be a reckoning for the zombie Clinton Party, hated by its own left base. Now, it's not going to happen, so don't worry about that. But what he's saying is, even if Biden were to win, those guys are going to hate him more than they hate Donald Trump. Lucky for Biden, he's not going to win. Lucky for Bernie, he's not going to win. Lucky for the Democrats will be lucky if they get out of this with some skin on their teeth. That's all they should be hoping for. They are in such bad shape. And if you don't think President Trump recognizes it, wait until it settles down. I mean, his tweets after the primary in South Carolina were meant to do exactly what they did. President Trump said the Democratic Party is a field of lightweights in complete disarray. Perfect description of what's going on with the Democrats. And it'll bear itself out right before your eyes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.